from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm 2 days into college, and I'm 3 lectures behind. There's this guy, let's name him Colin. He says he wants to be mine, but it doesn't really sit with me quite right, because he doesn't really like the things I like. And I keep accidentally knocking myself out of my mind.
I don't know if you like the song.
No.
Maybe you want to hear a different rendition of it. But this is, I mean, she's good, but maybe a different rendition of it before we bring our next guest on Elliot Shore Parks. Can we hear the other version of this song? We have another version.
I'm 2 days into college, and I am 3 lectures behind. There's this guy, let's name him Colin. He said,
you know
he
that is you?
That's Jared McCain.
It's the Sixers' new draft.
It's one of his TikToks. I actually like his version better.
Wait a minute, he sang that?
That was him,
the second part.
Oh, wow. I'm 2 days into college, and I am 3 lectures behind. There's this guy, let's name him Colin. He said he wants to be mine.
I like his version better. I'm not going to
lie. He's a TikTok sensation, man.
I know he is.
Like, you know what's funny? Algorithm. Since we've talked about him so much.
You started seeing more of his videos?
I see more of his videos, man. And I mean, hey, if he's not anything, he is a marketing genius.
Here's my question, and we'll bring Elliot to talk
about it. Can he play?
Well, can he play? That's a big one. I think he looks like a good player. And we're going to get Paul George in any of these TikToks soon. Like, who's the first Sixer to jump in one of his TikToks? Kelly Oubre?
I would say Oubre.
Oubre, yeah.
I would say Oubre. Mm-hmm. Maybe Maxi. Maybe Maxi.
Oh, I could see Maxi in there.
Maxi.
Joel?
You see Joel doing it after a bad loss?
It might take
a few
Joel
minutes
a little,
to get him in. Yeah.
You don't think he's good on his feet, like dancing?
Well, I think like some of the TikTok that I've seen that he does, he did them at Duke, and like his teammates would like randomly walk past, and they would kind of jump in him. So I would say early on, probably Oubre and Maxi.
I'm 2 days into college, and I'm...
Hey, I like his version better. All right, let's bring on our next guest. I'm not sure if he does any TikToks. Elliot Shore Parks is calling, brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 5th C. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. With a lot to talk about in a week. The Sixers land Paul George, and of course, the Eagles a few weeks away from camp. Elliot, how you doing today?
Elliot.
Man, I gotta give Jared McCain credit. He can sing. I mean, like, you know, the TikToks, I think, have been funny. I've been enjoying watching them. I like his personality, but he sounds good. He can sing. I might have to listen to that song, you know, when I'm driving around.
I agree.
That's funny.
He is a talented kid.
He has a lot of personality, though. He definitely has.
Yeah, and in all seriousness, I know there's been a lot of talk about his TikToks and this and that. I do think that it shows a level of confidence in himself that I believe is important to succeed. I mean, he's coming to Philadelphia. There's going to be a lot of pressure. And, you know, just being around athletes, you, I'm sure you can talk about this as a former athlete, like, you do have to have a level of confidence in yourself to succeed. And I think the TikTok show, he is very comfortable being himself.
Yeah, definitely. And I like the fact, like, man, listen, nobody wants somebody who's, like, everybody else. You know, I think it's important to be an individual that, number one, and sometimes you got to be able to step out of your comfort zone to become who you are. So, yeah, I like it. I like what he's been doing.
Yeah, Elliot, to your point, he started doing those, I think, like they blew up when he first got to Duke. That's also a level of pressure. I know Duke isn't what maybe they were, you know, back in the day, but like he showed up at Duke doing those, and then he backed it up on the court. It wasn't like, you know, he couldn't play there. He was really good as a freshman at Duke. So I think it shows even that he did it at Duke before he got to the NBA.
Yeah, and, you know, the talk has been, oh, his teammates are going to think it's weird. What I love is when you watch him, his teammates are in a lot of them. Like, his teammates enjoy doing it. So I heard you guys talking about who will be the first Sixer in it. I think you'd have to go, if you're placing odds, Maxey, minus 5,000, and then probably Oubre, and I think Embiid. Those would be, in order, the three I think are most likely to be in them.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Elliot, let's get your reaction. We haven't spoken to you since the news came down. The Sixers land Paul George on the obviously the max contract, and now he comes here with Maxey and Embiid. Elliot, like, big picture, when you think about the Sixers now, where do you place them in the hierarchy of the NBA? Let's say Celtics one, then where do the Sixers fall in the next, you know, group of teams?
Well, if you want to go Eastern Conference, I think it's Celtics one, Sixers two. If you look at the Western Conference, there are obviously some good teams in there. The Thunder, the Nuggets, I know were knocked out in the second round last year, but they've won a title. But I think the Sixers are right there with every other team not named Boston. And we just saw in Philadelphia the pressure of, I know the Celtics won the title, but playing in a season after you went all the way, it's really hard to get back and it's really hard to repeat. So the signing of Paul George to me is actually pretty similar to the signing of Saquon Barkley. I think we can all be honest and say that giving a 34-year-old $212 million, probably not a smart financial decision. Paying a running back top of the league money, probably not a smart financial decision. But we should also all agree that the Sixers are now one of the best teams in the NBA. When you have a chance to win a title, much like the Eagles do, I do support a signing where the Sixers go and hand out that kind of money.
I'm curious, Elliot, you know, with $9 million left of cap space, do you see them going out and get another guy, or is Eric Gordon going to be the starter in that starting lineup?
You know, it's funny. I feel like the Sixers at this point almost have an embarrassment of riches. They have one of the best rosters in the NBA, even as is right now, just because of the top three players. But obviously the next question is what's next? And I agree. I mean, I do think they probably do need to go add a starting power forward at this point. I think obviously in that role with Embiid, you're going to want somebody that can stretch the court. So, you know, an ability to shoot from the corner is going to be important. There were reports that Buddy Hield is going to do a sign and trade with the Warriors. That could potentially open up an option for the Sixers or open up an ability to go get a Dorian Finney-Smith or someone like that. So I think the next position you'll see them try to target is a power forward that can shoot.
Ellie, I'm curious where you come down on this. I think it's going to be a big theme and question when they get to training camp. So I'm of two minds on this. One, teams that have continuity win championships. You know, you can't just kind of roll into the playoffs playing a very small amount of games together and expect a title. Usually it's years, but sometimes it could be expedited, but you need a lot on the court. On the other side, Joel and Paul George, you know, to an extent, have missed a lot of time. They're often not their best and healthiest in the playoffs. Would you put Joel and maybe even Paul as the years go on a load management thing in the regular season to try to keep them ready for the playoffs? Or do you think they need to play as much together year one so they learn how to play together?
No, I would definitely lean load management. This team is good enough where, you know, if they win 50-plus games, that first-round matchup potentially is not going to be against a team. That would be difficult. But what we saw last year, too, is, I mean, ultimately you just want these guys healthy for the playoffs. I know they lost to the Knicks, but the Knicks were a tough first-round opponent. So I would not prioritize, you know, getting the one seed. I would not prioritize making sure they play 70 games together. If Joel plays 50 games, Paul George plays 50 games, and the three of them get 50 games together heading into the postseason, I think that's good enough. I would still prioritize load management.
All right, Elliot, we're talking a lot today about the Eagles. So a few weeks away from training camp, which we know you're very excited about, as we all are.
Can't wait.
And,
absolutely.
You know, we're discussing the idea, is this truly a Super Bowl caliber roster? And one of the things that keeps coming up is, well, the offense is elite. And we found a list, recent ranking, NFL.com. They ranked who they think will be the top 10 offenses in the NFL this season. The Eagles were not on the list. Elliot, I'm going to read the 10 to you and then your reaction to the idea that they are not a top 10 offense. So they had it 49ers, Chiefs, Lions, Rams, Bengals, Dolphins, Packers, Bills, Texans, Colts. Elliot, your reaction to the idea they are not a top 10 offense this year?
Yeah, well, look, the Colts is laughable. I mean, you know, like, there are good offenses in the NFL. When you told me they weren't top 10 before I heard the list, you know, I thought they're top three. You hear some of the rest of those offenses, and certainly they can be great. But the Eagles are absolutely a top 10 offense. I think that the takeaway from that is there's obviously skepticism about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. When you look at the skill position players that are on the Eagles, they're without question one of the top skill position groups in the NFL. I think that I would be surprised if this is built into the list, but I do think it's fair to be somewhat concerned about the offensive line. If their line is not good, it's going to be really hard to succeed on the offensive side of the ball. But no, they are absolutely a top 10 offense. They were a top 10 offense last year, and the offense coordinator got fired. So I don't see any way they're not top 10 this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think the offensive line question is probably built in there, especially with Kelce, right? Because I think a lot of people have that thought. Well, they were seventh last year in scoring. They got a better coordinator. They can't be as bad. The offensive line, I can't remember the last time we had questions about the offensive line. I do now because Kelce's not here.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times in season where it's fallen apart due to injury, but going into the year, it never happens. Now, we could look at that and say, you just trust Jeff Stoutland that he'll get it done. And there still is a lot of talent on that line. Mylott is very good. Lane is very good. Landon is one of the best in the league at his position. And everything you hear from the Eagles and the players there that have seen Cam play is that he's going to be really good at center. They think he played well at right guard, but his true position is center. Now, he has to go out and prove it, but I think they're optimistic about what he can be. The right guard spot, I believe, is going to be one of the best training camp battles going in 3 weeks when they report. Tyler Steen is going to get the first team reps there to start, but there is Mekhi Becton who's been taking reps there. They signed Matt Hennessy who has experience there. And then they added another veteran from the Texans that has experience there as well. So, yeah, the offensive line's a question, but that right guard spot is the real worry point.
All right, last one to throw. Let's circle back to the Sixers. You mentioned they're maybe going out and getting a power forward, maybe getting someone that could rebound a little bit. Ellie, I want your reaction here. This was a caller on our show yesterday who threw this at us. Curious where you can't come down on this idea. All right, let's go to Paul in Norristown. I think he has an idea for the Sixers. Paul, what's up?
Yeah, man, I want to take a shot on Ben Simmons for the low, man.
Ben who?
Ben Simmons.
Like the same Ben Simmons that used to be here?
Yeah, that same guy, man.
I mean, like, come on.
Elliot?
I mean, we got to fill out the roster. Why not?
Man, you tripping.
He got the skill, right?
Man, you mm-hmm. are tripping. Like, dog, I know they say this about me a lot, but, dog, what you over there smoking? Like, seriously.
Elliot, what do you think?
Look, I mean, as someone that talks about the Sixers, it would be tremendous content. And if we can remove the emotion from it, I do think he fits on the team. He's a power forward. He could run the backup point guard. And he's played his best basketball here. Maybe if he comes here, you know, he reinvigorates his career, which was off to a great start. But ultimately, the vibes with this team should be really good right now. They added Paul George. I like Maxey as a leader. I don't think you can bring the distraction back that is Ben Simmons. So if they played all these games behind, you know, like with no one watching, maybe I'd consider it. But I think the distraction will be too big.
Yeah, it's just like sometimes the breakup's too bad. You can't reconcile. Everyone just
got no reason to go back.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's got to just stay in their separate lanes moving forward. All right, Elliot, before we say goodbye and wish you a good July 4th weekend, do you have someone that you'd like to say bleep you to?
No, I'm in a good mood. I'm down south. I'm about to go to the beach. It's sunny. I got my run in. So I'm in a too positive of a mood right now.
Have a take.
Bleep you. I can appreciate that. He's having a good time.
It's a holiday weekend. Let's be positive here.
I like that.
Unfortunately, I don't have anything.
All right, Elliot. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your July 4th.
Talk to you soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks.
The jovial Elliot.
He's not working today. I mean, I guess he was with us. But, like, there is a sense of he's, after his call with us today, I think he's probably off to his holiday weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.